Chapter 9. True wisdom has built its house. It has carved out its seven pillars. It has fully prepared its meat. It has mixed its wine. It has also arranged its table. It has sent out its female servants to call out from the heights above the city, "Whoever is inexperienced, let him come in here." She says to the one lacking good sense, "Come, eat my bread and share in drinking the wine that I have mixed. Leave behind your inexperience and live. Walk forward in the way of understanding." The one who corrects a ridiculer invites dishonor, and whoever reproves someone wicked will get hurt. Do not reprove a ridiculer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise person, and he will love you. Share with a wise person, and he will become wiser. Teach someone righteous, and he will add to his learning. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Most Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you become wise, you are wise to your own advantage. But if you are a ridiculer, you alone will bear it. A stupid woman is loud. She is ignorant and knows absolutely nothing. She sits at the entrance of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, calling out to those passing by, to those walking straight ahead on their way, "Whoever is inexperienced, let him come in here." She says to those lacking good sense, "Stolen waters are sweet, and food eaten in secret is pleasant." But he does not know that those powerless in death are there, that her guests are in the depths of the grave.